Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage in the trial of Adam Montgomery. It's day number two, and we're up to segment number three. Let's head to the courtroom.
I didn't have it at my fingertips before. Number one, the charge that was null prost in August of 2022. After you told the prosecutor, hey, I gave the police information. Do you remember that?
The last time I went to court, yeah.
Okay. And you didn't remember if it was a felony or a misdemeanor?
Right.
If I showed you a copy of the charge and the dropping of the charge, would that help refresh your recollection?
If you say it's a felony, I believe you. But I'll read it, too.
I'm going to show you a document, and this page talks about a controlled drug possession subsequent charge null prost, right?
Okay.
And that's August 9, 2022.
Okay.
And then let's look at the charge, and that was a possession of a controlled drug subsequent, right?
All right.
Does that sound right to you now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does that mean?
Subsequent?
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, this will answer your question. So do you recall that you were charged with a possession while you had a conviction of a misdemeanor possession on your record?
Oh, yes. I had a couple arrests before then, too, that I didn't go to.
Okay. And that charge was from September of 2019, right?
Yep.
Okay. Here. Now, we talked about the deposition that I took of you. And one of the things that you said back then, because you said on direct that you knew Adam for about 16 months, was it?
I mean, somewhere in there, it was long. It was like, you know, I know it was between two Christmases, because then there was that, he called me around Christmas asking if he could live at my house. So, okay.
Well, when I was doing the deposition, we were talking about the conversation that you had had with Ish. And you told me about the conversation with Adam, that there was supposedly an RA, you believed there was an AR, like an AK, and Kimmy says, and then you say, this is like before I met Adam, that Kimmy said that he had stolen from him, right?
No.
Is that what you said at the deposition?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question, and then I'll come to you with the deposition, okay?
Okay.
And you said, to be honest, you felt like probably traded, but you really didn't know the circumstances. But later on, after you had met Adam, Kimmy said to him, I have a camera.
Yes? She was sustained.
So I'm going to approach you with a copy of your deposition. And you've seen it, the prosecutor gave it to you, but you haven't read it, right?
Yes.
And he gave it to you after he had prepared you for the testimony today, right?
Yes, after I viewed the DVD.
Okay. And this is deposition of Michael Sullivan, March 31, 2023. Yes. And I am going to direct your attention to page 33. And if you would read along that, I'm going to ask you a question to yourself, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay,
in that deposition, you said you were about to talk about what Kim was saying about the somebody stealing the things, and you said, this is like before I had met Adam.
Yeah, no, it's all right, I got it.
Overruled, go ahead.
So.
Wait. So, you're talking before that about conversations that you had with Ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you are asked about other guns, right?
Okay.
And you said, like, there was supposedly, there was like an AR, I believe it was an AR or a K, AK, and Kimmy says, this is like...
Sustained.
I'm not getting into what she says. It's just this is the prelude to.
Counsel, approach. Objection sustained.
So I think you said on direct that you knew Adam for a couple of weeks or so before the allegations about stolen guns, right?
I met Adam. I met Adam the night he came over with Manny. I believe that I had already talked to Kimmy prior to that.
Okay. Okay, so you talked to Kimmy prior to
the about the car and all that what happened that weekend, and then all this shit that went down. Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
All the stuff that went down.
Isn't it true that you said at deposition when you said talk about other guns, and you believe it was an AR, and this was like before I met Adam?
Because when we were talking about the night that me and Kimmy talked, I hadn't met Adam. Adam had gone over there, right? So when I did the car thing for her and for Manny and Ish, that's when they started coming over. Manny came over, and everybody was the same group. So I met Adam through Manny.
Okay. And this was after the conversation about
with Kimmy.
Okay. And so, you also said that later on, after you had met Adam, And you talked about stuff like the camera conversation, right?
Everyone talked about it because he said it to everybody.
Okay. So, number two. Now, on direct, you said that Adam had walked up, like taken the gun out of the trunk and walked up your porch.
And he reversed in.
Pardon?
Oh, reversed in my driveway, opened the trunk, grabbed it, and started walking up. We were standing on my porch. I don't know who was there. There was probably 15 people at my house, like usual. And I said, whoa, what are you doing?
Okay, so.
And like we all laughed about it, and he put it in the back of his vehicle.
Okay, and you said it was the AR-15.
I said it looked like an assault rifle.
Okay.
I can't tell you if it was, you know, I don't know if they're, you know, the name of the guns.
Sorry about that, and I agree, you did say that. But you said that it looked like Exhibit 33, right?
I said it had a black stock and a black barrel.
So you don't know if it looked like Exhibit 33?
It had a black barrel and a black stock.
Okay, because you didn't see what was in the middle, right?
Correct, there was a sheet over it.
Huh?
Yeah, there was the sheet.
Okay. And when you spoke to the police in 2022, you talked about that same sort of thing happening in your driveway in the parking lot and supposedly Adam selling a gun at near
supposedly.
Yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you said it was a shotgun.
No. No.
Description of him coming over with a gun wrapped into a sheet, and the interviewer said, so it was just the shotgun that day, right?
And what did I say after it?
That's what I'm saying. He brought it. He was the one selling. It was a big thing. I believe it was the second one that was in there, right?
I feel like all I know is the 25 minutes we keep going over, it's the same. There was an AR or a assault rifle that he had walked up. There was a sheet over it. We went to the parking lot after the dude showed up. I mean, like, it's the same events. I can, and just like the shotgun, like, I wouldn't feel right sitting here saying that I, you know, like, I know for sure about the shotgun because I believe he came over to the house. That's why I didn't want to bring it up. You know, like, I can't say, you know, positive. But I do know that 100% positive that the driveway and the gun that supposedly got sold.
So the interviewer asked you, so we know, like, the shotgun was traded to this guy who's a drug dealer. How about the rifle? And you said, I don't know what happened to the rifle.
I don't know, I guess. If that's what you're saying, I said in a deposition or a time I talked to someone.
Do you want to look at your interview with the police officers to refresh your recollection?
Sure.
Show you a copy of the interview that you had identified before as 3/31/22.
Okay, is that with us?
No.
Okay.
Remember 3/31/22 when the police had picked you up? Okay. And if you want to read through that, then I can ask you a question again, okay? Get it wherever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you show the video for that? Do we have the video?
Are you thinking that this transcription?
No, like, I just, is this the video that I just watched in there?
No.
That's not the same interview?
No.
Okay.
This is from the police on 3/31/22.
Right, the last time when I got brought in on the, the fugitive of justice, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And you told him that you didn't know about what happened with the rifle.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And you talked about looking at a video recently. In that video, you were talking about the missing Fran guns, right?
I guess I looked pretty bad in that video. Like I was pretty sick in that video.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. You were doing drugs. And they asked you when they were talking about the guns, had you seen the guns? And you said, I held them, right?
I told you I thought I held the shotgun, but when I came in here, I wasn't sure of it, so I wasn't going to say it. But when I look at that, it makes me feel like I was right.
Okay. So, fair to say that we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I can have just a moment, Judge. So, Mr. Sullivan, you've said this, and it may have gotten a little confused on cross.
Mm-hmm.
The deal you're talking about with Kim and Ish, that's regarding the pistols, correct?
Yes.
Sustained.
The deal you were talking about with Kim and Ish, was that regarding the pistols?
Yes.
So there's pistols and there's long guns. Is there a difference between the two?
Yeah. Size. Sorry.
So you were asked a lot about your 2020 interview with law enforcement, and it sounded like you were saying you looked sick. Is that something that you...
I was in bad, like, you know, bad way.
You just watched that video?
Yeah.
And you're saying you're in a bad way?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember being there for that video? The interview that was taken?
Yeah, like, I don't... I mean, I honestly, I don't... Like, I went to... I don't remember much. I went to jail and, like, hallucinated, you know? Like, you know, it was a pretty bad time. So I don't remember much. You know, like I said, I can tell you, like, I can tell you the things that ain't, that don't change that I know happened, and that's what I can tell you.
Let's talk about the things that don't change that you know happened. Did you see the defendant sell an assault rifle?
Right in front of me. I was sitting in the back seat. I wanted him to do it too. You know, I wanted him to do it too because I wanted to get drugs.
Did you see the defendant offer you the assault rifle for sale?
When he came up, that's what he was there for. And then he found out I didn't have any. And he was like, I'll help you, you know?
Did you tell your truth back in 2020 when you were interviewed?
I've never read that interview. I didn't read the interview, me and you did. You know, I just know what I know. And I'm sure that it should say it there, you know?
So in your 2020 interview, you were asked who got robbed. And let's back up. You were meeting about something totally unrelated, but it was a big...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like this, like when we're talking about me, not, you know, being able to have them drop my charges, it's because, not because of this, you know, it's because I...
So let me stop you there. The video that you just watched of making these statements about this robbery, that was only about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yes.
Of a two-hour interview.
Felt like 5 hours.
About something unrelated.
Yes.
Okay, and in that interview, you were asked who was robbed. You describe a couple, Kim and Chris.
Yes.
You were asked who robbed them. And you said, I think...
Sustained.
Your Honor, it's impeachment.
Overruled.
You were asked...
No, I'm sorry. The objection is sustained.
Do you remember who you said robbed them?
Who robbed... The Frames?
Him and Chris.
Ish, Adam, and Manny.
In your interview, though, you said, I think Ish and Manny...
Overruled.
Sorry. In your interview, you said, I think Ish and Manny and Adam...
They gave...
Adam had the guns.
Yeah, but they gave for those... For the car and for the, you know, for the handguns and all that... They were giving her, like, they were feeding her drugs, like, they would come back as she'd call for her car. They would come back in 10 hours as she called for 8 of it. They'd give her a very little amount of drugs so that they could keep her, like, keep stringing her along. So it's not like, did they, is that trading? Or is that, like, you know, that's, I don't think that's fair.
That trade for the drugs, though, is the pistol.
Yes,
we're talking
about. And the car.
Okay. And so in this conversation, you said, I think Ish and Manny and Adam had the guns. Is that what you said?
Yes.
On the video you just watched?
Yes.
And then you were asked, you said you were asked, did you see anyone with these guns? Do you remember what you said? Did you see anyone with these guns?
I know that I saw him walk up the driveway with it. I know that.
Right,
you know,
but like, in that interview, do you remember what your response was?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you remember saying, yeah, Adam?
I'm sure.
And when you said, yeah, Adam?
I don't remember that, but I'm sure that's what I said.
And when you said, yeah, Adam, in that 2020 interview, were you referring to Adam Montgomery, the defendant in this case?
Yes.
You were asked about a deposition you gave earlier this year. And so on cross-examination, you were asked about this comment that you'd made in your deposition about a conversation between the defendant and Kim being comical. Why was that conversation comical?
Because everyone knew Adam took the guns, and she was trying to, she was, not just, as she was trying to.
Hold on. The objection is overruled. Go ahead.
She was trying to get him to say it. Everyone knew he
sustained.
Okay. She was saying it so that she could see if Adam if she thought she was going to have a Matlock moment and Adam was all of a sudden going to say that he did it. And then Adam knowing that by her saying she had it, him not getting in trouble, he meant in the car, hey, I would be in jail right now. I know she's lying because I got it. He knew he had the gun, so that's why he knew he'd be in jail right now.
So that was my next question. Did Adam say in the car the police would be called if she had a video?
No, he literally was like...
Did he say, I would be in jail?
I would be in jail right now. If she had a camera, I would be in jail right now. And then we went over to his house, and his wife sat there, and
we've talked
his girl.
About that. My next question, though, I think you were asked on cross if this was a funny thing that was going on between Adam and Kim. Would, in your words, would you say it was funny?
Like, at the time, it was like, not that we were like being mean to Kimmy, but everyone knew that what had happened. And even by Adam sitting there laughing, like, I feel like Kimmy knew for 100% sure, too. And it was like she was like, you know, she's hearing it from everybody tell her that he said.
Okay, counsel, stop. Approach. You may proceed.
Thank you. So, Mr. Sullivan, almost done. I just want to put what everyone else knew aside. What did you know when you were listening to that conversation?
I knew that Kimmy didn't have cameras either because everyone...
Sorry, let me ask you this way. When you listened to that conversation, did you know that the defendant had stolen the guns?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone did. Or we all did.
But you knew?
Yes, I knew. And like... Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
Thank you.
Right there. Anything further, Attorney Smith? So on your recent answers, you said that you knew, everybody knew about the guns. And actually earlier in your testimony, you knew from Ish that he had stolen the 380 and at least another gun. Is that right?
The handguns.
So you're saying two handguns are stolen?
Adam had the assault rifle. I don't know if it was...
Asking about the conversation with Ish.
And her guns had gotten stolen.
So Ish had admitted to you to stealing the...
No, he didn't admit that he stole
gun.
He said...
Sustained.
He didn't admit that she stole it. He said she was
okay.
Acute.
Hold on. You're right. Traded.
Yeah.
380 and another gun.
Yes.
And that's what you knew.
Yes.
Two guns ish.
Right. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, you may sit down.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys.
Be excused.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's earlier than we would normally take a mid-afternoon break, but for other reasons, we do need to take a break at this point. So I'm going to send you back into the deliberation room, and we'll call you back in here when we're ready. All right, thank you.
All rise for the jury.
Would you bring in?
Yes.
I'm going to address him first, so. Come on up, Mr. Bernatchez. Do you want him to take the witness stand, or do you want to just do this first? Let's talk about the questions.
I think we might want to just talk about the questions.
Okay. First. So, good afternoon, Mr. Bernatchez. What I'm going to have you do is just, in fact, you can just sit right there at the table behind the prosecutors. Because I want you to understand what the questions are going to be. Then we have to. Well, so we first have to decide whether or not you need a lawyer, and I want you to hear what the questions are. The parties have agreed to tell you what the questions are, so that we can make a reasonable determination as to whether or not we can proceed with you today. And if not, then we'll assign you a lawyer and we'll take the next steps that we would normally take for somebody who is going to invoke the Fifth Amendment, okay? So just sit down and listen carefully to what the state intends to ask you about, okay? So, Attorney Agati, go ahead.
I can do that, Your Honor.
Thank you.
The nine questions that we intend to ask Mr. Bermatchez would be as following after being sworn in. How old he is, what city does he live in, how long has he lived there, whether he wants to be here right now, does he know someone named Adam Montgomery, at one point in 2021, was he living at the same address with him? Did Adam Montgomery tell him that he sold a gun to a person named Ish? Did officers ask you if they could show you some photos to identify Ish? And you stated initially where the city that Mr. Bermanches lives in now, we're not asking for his home address. Whether or not he wants to be here right now, does he know someone named Adam Montgomery? Whether he was residing with him at one point in 2021, not where they were residing or how they came to be residing with each other. Whether the defendant, whether Adam Montgomery told him that he had sold a gun to a person named Ish. Whether officers asked if they could show some photos to identify this person named Ish. And whether he told those officers no, because he is not a snitch. Those are the nine questions. And based upon those nines, not asking where Mr. Bernatchez lives now, not asking where he was residing in 2021, we do not feel that the answers to those nine questions would somehow trigger a Fifth Amendment privilege.
Okay, so you've heard those questions. Do you have any objection to answering those questions?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer any questions.
So let's see what the questions would be from the defense.
They would be that he hung out at Somerville Street with Mike, his wife, and several other people. He did drugs at Somer Street with Mike and other people that hung out there. I will be asking him a question that I don't know the answer to, because in his report he had indicated that he was messing around with Kim Frayne, and I'm not sure if he was saying that Mike was or that he was having a relationship with her. And if it was Mike, then the time period that was going on. That I would be asking if he had gone to Kim's house to get high on crack with her, which I believe he will say yes to, because I believe it was him saying that he was messing around with Kim. I will ask if they were buying and selling drugs together, he and Kim. I will ask if he had heard a rumor about her, Kim Fran's husband, getting guns stolen or robbed, and he said that he'd heard the rumor, but he couldn't confirm that it was Adam. And that I will talk about some of the things that the police were saying to him, and that he eventually said that at first he had never seen Adam with the shotgun, and Adam had never given him guns, and that all he had was a claim that Adam said he was selling guns, and that this occurred while Todd was in jail. And there's a few related to that kind of questioning.
Oh. All right.
And there was more the follow-up on Ish, that he knew Ish. He said he knew Ish, his description of Ish, that is Ish someone that he also hung out with at Mike's house.
All right, council approach.
That wraps up segment number three. There's more to come. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage as it continues right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.